Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Trusts can be powerful estate planning tools which can protect assets, provide for loved ones, and ensure one's wishes are carried out. A new article on the SDSU Extension website breaks down the different kinds of trusts and their intended purpose. Extension Family Resources Field Specialist Lorna Woundedhead points to a common trust called revocable, which can be canceled or changed if needed. She states setting up a revocable trust bypasses the probate process, but does not provide strong protection of assets.
Another kind of specific example is a special needs trust, and this is for individuals who have disabilities or for individuals where the beneficiary may not be able to make appropriate decisions about the use of the assets.
Testamentary trusts are established in a will and are often used for managing assets for minor children and dependents. Additional forms of trust include non-revocable, charitable, generation-skipping trusts, and more. Woundedhead encourages those looking to estate planning to consult trusted advisors for guidance.
Do you want to make sure that they're a fiduciary so that they're working in your best interest and they're not going to profit from being able to set up that trust for you?
SDSU Extension's Sustaining the Legacy, Estate Planning and Farm Succession seminars may also be a starting point in understanding the many tools available to ensure one's assets are utilized as intended after death. Visit extension.sdstate.edu and search Trusts and Estate Planning to learn more.